Money Mondays with Melody Hobson. Melody is president of Arrow Investments, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, she is a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning.
Okay, now what's happening with credit checks, and what did T-Mobile do?
Yes, okay. So new developments around credit checks and credit scores, and it's a shift away from just the static way that people have been using credit scores, and more specifically companies. So what did T-Mobile do?
Yeah.
Instead of what happens right now, all cell phone companies run a credit check every time you sign up for a new contract. That's standard.
Uh-huh.
T-Mobile shook things up last week when the company's CEO basically published a blog where they said, they called the wireless industry's called out the wireless industry's dirty little secret. They said that half of Americans are denied access to many of the deals that are advertised due to their credit score. So the company exposed this themselves, okay, the company. And they said because of that, if you are an existing customer and you want to renew their service or get upgrades or new plans or some of the deals that they're offering, if you're an existing customer, they're going to do it without a credit check. And the factor that they're going to look at instead of a credit check is they're going to look to see whether you've paid your bill on time for the prior 12 months. That's their new credit check at T-Mobile.
Because they said 63% of Americans have a credit score of under 750?
Yes, below 750.
And 750 is the score that you must have to pass a credit check?
It's not the score that you must have to pass a credit check. Different companies have different scores that they use. Credit 750 is a really good credit score.
I was going to say.
But the 750 credit score probably gets you all of the best deals. Do you see the point?
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that most
because
people can't even
get
the
risk.
Best deals.
Yeah.
They're advertised, but no one qualifies for them because their scores are too low. So that's their point.
And if you're
T-Mobile,
750, you're not a risk.
Exactly. You're not seeing it as really a risk at all. Though they're doing this, as you can imagine, T-Mobile has gotten aggressive. They want customers. And they recognize there's a large pool of people out there that want these premium deals and who are willing to spend money to get them, but who aren't currently able to do so because their credit score. And it also, it seems to me, they're probably thinking they're going to save some money too, and that they don't have to run a credit check every single time, which costs them money because they have to go out and pay for those things.
So you think this is going to be the first in a number of companies doing this?
Well, we're starting to see some things relax with credit scores and other types of indicators mm-hmm. be used. So, for example, many companies, not all, but some, have stopped doing credit checks on job applicants, believing that it's a poor evaluation metric. So some people are pulling back on that. I also think the cost is making a difference because, remember, they have to pay the credit bureaus for these credit checks. So I think that might be coming a factor, especially with really big companies that have lots and lots of people that they hire. But they're looking at other ways. Last year, remember, I talked about how they were looking at who your Facebook friends are
mm-hmm.
to see what kind of credit you have. There are all sorts of everything that they're looking at now, from household buying habits. They're looking at how long you stay online when you read the terms and conditions. I thought that was super interesting. You know that fine type where they ask, you know, you have to say, I agree.
Yeah, right. You just go to right to I agree, right.
They're timing how long you read that as a sense of if you're credit worthy, which I think is so interesting.
Really?
So they're looking at social network connections. They're looking at a whole
Sybil, you read that, don't you?
I try to.
Sybil reads it.
I try to.
Sybil is a good student. She does it right.
More about this on blackamericaweb.com. Money Mondays with Melody Hobson.